Bachlif Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bachlif Bavli, Daf Yud. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Ches Amad Beis, at the top of the page, Taman Taninan. Taman Taninan, Mafikin Likriyas Shema, Ve Mafikin Litzvila. Mishnah says, we interrupt matters such as a haircut or meal for Kriyas Shema, and we don't interrupt for Tfila. Amar Rabbi Acha, Kriyas Shema, Dvar Torah, Utfila, Eina Dvar Torah. Rabbi Acha says this is because Kriyas Shema is midoraita from the Torah, and Tfila is not from the Torah. Now Rabbi Abba, Kriyas Shema is mana kavur, Tfila is mana kavur. Rabbi Abba says it's because Kriyas Shema has a fixed time, and Tfila does not have a fixed time. And Rabbi Yossi, Kriyas Shema ain't a sricha kavana, or Tfila sricha kavana. Rabbi Yossi says it's because Kriyas Shema does not need kavana, but Tfila does need kavana. And Rabbi Rana, Kashasa, claim Rabbi Yossi, but Afilu Tainma, Kriyas Shema ain't a sricha kavana, Shaloisha psukim, Harishonim srichin kavana. But Mana asked Rabbi Yossi, even if you say that Kriyas Shema does not need kavana, but the first three verses do need kavana. Mingadi inun sabcha michaven. Rabbi Yossi answered, since three verses are a small amount, he can have kavana for them. Rabbi Yochan b'shem of Shimon Yochai could go in anu shayiskin b'talmud Torah. I feel the Kriyas Shema ain't anu mafsikin. Rabbi Yochan quoted from Shimon ben Yochai, people like us who engage constantly in Talmud Torah, even for Kriyas Shema we don't interrupt. Rabbi Yochan Amma al Galmei could go anu shein anu asukin b'talmud Torah. I feel the tefillah anu mafsikin. Rabbi Yochan said about himself, people like us who do not engage constantly in Talmud Torah, even for tefillah, we interrupt. Dein kadatei v'dein kadatei, this one teaches like he taught elsewhere, and this one teaches like he taught elsewhere. Rabbi Yochan kadatei da'am Rabbi Yochanan v'levashif paladam kol ayayim. Rabbi Yochan teaches like he taught elsewhere, because Rabbi Yochan said, if only a person would be praying the entire day. Lama she'ein tefillah mafsedet. What's the reason? There's no loss through tefillah. It's a request and there's no concern for bracha levatala. Shimon Yochai kadatei, Shimon Yochai omal, Elu ilavina kaim al tura de Sinai b'shata de yisyavis teru liyisol havina mizboi kaim rechmana de yisboi labar nasha train kumin chad de havelai boraisa v'chad de havelai kol sochei. Rav Shimon Yochai teaches like he taught elsewhere, because Rav Shimon Yochai said, had I stood on Har Sinai at the time that Torah was given to Yisrael, I would have asked Hashem to create man with two mouths, one to engage in Torah and one to do all his needs. He would not have requested a mouth specially for tefillah, because he holds that it's not as important as Torah. Chava omar omar ein echad chad hu leis alma yachal kayim be min dilaturia delay ila haven train lachas kayim lachama. He retracted because he said, if man has one mouth and the world cannot stand due to his lashon hara, if he had two mouths, all the more so. Amar Rav Yossi, Koimi, Rav Yirmiya, Asid Rav Yochanan, Kubi Chanina, Ben Akavya. Rav Yossi said to Rav Yirmiya that Rav Yochanan's teaching is like a Chanina, Ben Akavya. Detani, Koisvei Svarim, Tfilin, and Mezuzos, Masikin, and Kriyas Shema, Ve Masikin, and Tfilin. Because we have a Baisa that people who write Svarim, Tfilin, and Mezuzos, they interrupt for Kriyas Shema, and they don't interrupt for Tfilin. Rav Chanina, Ben Akavya, Oime, Kshim, Shemasikin, and Kriyas Shema, Kach Masikin, and Tfilin, or Letfilin, or Leshar, Komitzvei Shal Torah. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya says that just like they interrupt for Kriyas Shema, so they interrupt for Tfilah, Tfilin, and all other mitzvahs of the Torah. Rabbi Moidu, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Shemasikin Lasos Sukkah, Lasos Luluv. Does Rabbi Shimon Yochai not agree that we interrupt to build the Sukkah and to make a Luluv to prepare the Abba Minim? But later, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Halamed, Amanas Lasos, Loi Lamed, Shloi Lasos, Shalamed, Shloi Lasos, Nach Loi Shloi Nivra. Because does Rabbi Shimon Yochai not agree that one must learn in order to fulfill, and not learn not in order to fulfill? Because one who learns not in order to fulfill, it would be better for him that he had not been created. And Rabbi Yochanan says that one who learns not in order to fulfill, it would be better for him that his placenta turned over on his face and he did not enter this world. Rabbi Shimon Yochai's reason is that the Talmud Torah is Shinun, which is a verbal mitzvah without any action, and this Kriyas Shema is also shinun, and we're not mevatel one shinun for another. The Gemara asks from the Mishnah, one who recites after this does not lose. He's like one who reads the written Torah. And the inference is that one who recites Kriyas Shema in its time is better than Divrei Torah. Am of Yudan, Rav Shimon Yochai, Aladei Shayatadi v'Divrei Torah, Lefichach Eina Chaviv v'Yosem v'Divrei Torah. One answer is from Rav Yudan that Rav Shimon Yochai, since he was constantly learning Torah, for him Kriyas Shema it was not dearer than Divrei Torah. And Rav Abba, Mari, Leitaninan, Elaka Adam Shukayu Batayu, Havai Nasa, Kamishnei. And the second answer is from Rabbi Abba Mari, that our Mishnah says that one who recites after this is like one who reads the written Torah in its time, it's like Mishnah, it's not dearer than what Rabbi Shimon learned. Rabbi Shimon holds, like he taught elsewhere, as he said, that one who engages in Mikra, means reading the written Torah, is a Midah, an attribute, and it's not a Midah, means it's not as great as learning Mishnah. The Rabbanan Avdi Mikra ka Mishnah, and the Rabbanan consider Mikra, reading Sukkim, like Mishnah, so for them Krishma in its time is greater than any Divrei Torah.